The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you are on the planet or on another planet. It depends. It depends on what planet you're on that you believe, whether or not you believe in what you believe, or whether or not you time is your time, is my time. And that's why we have deadlines about time. Well, no, I'm not Kamala Harris, but I do talk like her. Well, last night I saw what can only be described as Kamala the fish out of water, just kind of flopping around. It was a very interesting reality. And what do I mean by that? What's a reality? Well, it's something that the general population would experience. The problem here is that Kamala Harris believes in being the last person in the room when a huge disastrous mistake is made. And when disaster and killing 13 service members occur, is a good thing. That alone will be a disaster for our military members. That alone, poor decision making, making a couple of, not a couple, but several imbecilic decisions, including having a Secretary of Defense and top generals, that you have disastrous results. What am I talking about? Well, this was the third anniversary of the debacle and surrender of Afghanistan, where 167 Afghans were killed, along with 13 of our beautiful service members. Now they have Gold Star families, right? Great. And why was that? You know, I kept looking at it, and I kept looking for the after-action report, and who was going to get terminated? Who was going to get fired? Who was going to get sent out? Down, demoted. You know what we found? Nobody. That's the Biden administration in a hat. That's what it is. She's proud of her decision. If that doesn't tell you everything that you need to go to another country, if you don't understand what that means, there are people in this country that defend this country from all the evils out there. And trust me, there's a lot. And there are a lot of bad guys out there trying to attack us. Why? Because the bad guys like to kill success. Because if you're defeated, you're not going to fight back against them. And then you have people that we send to Congress, like the moron Pat Ryan, that nincompoop, a New York congressman. He literally has the gall to say, as the chairman of the House Service Arms Committee, he comes out and says, ISIS-K took advantage of the stupidity of the Biden administration. And then he says, we have to stop assigning partisan blame on fundamental stupid-ass decisions regarding national security. Just take that in. Let that sink in, okay? Like grits. It needs to cook. You are looking at these people and you are saying to yourself, are you kidding me? Did you just say that out loud? You can think that. I don't care whether you think it or not. But when you turn around and you do that, we have to stop assigning partisan blame on fundamental stupid-ass decisions regarding national security. In other words, just like the lamestream media, give Kamala and Biden a pass for the imbecilic conduct. And thank goodness, the Supreme Court gave immunity to Joe Biden. Yeah, folks, presidential immunity is for Joe Biden. It's not for Donald Trump. It's for Joe Biden, because if not, when he gets out of office, he could be charged with 13 murders for negligent homicide, because every one of them, all of his generals, the Secretary of Defense, General Milley, all of these people should be terminated, should be brought up on charges. And if there wasn't presidential immunity, so would Joe Biden, and so would Kamala Harris. Yeah, that one. Remember that one? So in other words, just like the lamestream media, give Kamala and Biden a pass for the imbecilic conduct. That's what they want to do. For him to say that, you just forget about the mistake. Folks, this is a catastrophe. It cost our servicemen and women their lives. It cost 167 Afghans their lives. And he doesn't have a problem with that. Well, here's the problem. The problem is that this government, this administration, hasn't learned from a damn thing from every screw-up they've had. And it's gotten worse. I'm going to have to use my favorite word, pathetic. This is just pathetic. These are the people that we send to the Congress, to the Senate. We got to pick better people. We have to. We can't make these mistakes. Wrestle with that for a second, that they said this, that he says we won't survive another 250 years if we try to hold people responsible for their culpable conduct. This is the Biden administration dancing on the head of a pin. This is a quote from a CBS Face the Nation interview. This is not something I just made up. And this is who you put in Congress. People like Jamal Bowman. Remember him? Can't discern a fire alarm from a door handle. And let me get started with the agent of chaos from New York, AOC. That wonder genius. Wonder why New York is such a spithole? Stop voting for the idiots that we represent. They represent you. They're imbeciles. Maybe, possibly, it may improve. I'm going to coin the phrase, go red or go dead. I'm not referring to communism, because that's what Kamala is. And I'm not talking about communists like Kamala Harris. I'm talking about the Republicans. This country is in a serious heap of trouble. And we as Americans better realize that the media is holding this information from us. They're keeping us in the dark. I bounce back and forth between the different media outlets and I read the different media papers. And I got to tell you, we are so divided in this country that it is a rip that I don't know if it could ever be sewn back together. This is a severe situation. You know, 3 years, and here's the thing that really burns my butt. 3 years and not one person from the Biden-Harris administration has apologized to the families for the failures. How is that possible? How is that possible? So on the anniversary, the third anniversary of the 13 service members being killed in Afghanistan, Biden was on vacation. Kamala was on the get me anointed and get me elected trail. And Trump was at Arlington Cemetery placing a wreath. Presidential, I'd say, isn't it? Oh, that's right. Being at the beach is presidential, too, if you're Biden. Well, should we now put Kamala back on the milk carton? Because we hadn't seen her in 40 days. But now she's come off the milk carton. You know, you want to know what a Democratic Party under Harris will do? Take a look at California. They passed the bill that will give 150. I don't know. Actually, I take that back. I'm not sure if they actually passed it. I don't think Newsom has signed it into law yet, so it's technically not passed. But it did come out of the legislature. And it's $150,000 in interest-free loans to illegal aliens. Yes, that's right. Paid for you, by you, the taxpayer. What the heck are they thinking? I don't understand this. I really, you know, this is the same situation they have with the loan program. You know, I didn't take out loans for my kid. I paid for my kid's college. I gave up everything to put my kids into college. And you know what? No one gave me a check. No, they didn't give me a check. I want a check. Don't get me wrong. If you're giving everybody $150,000, I'll take some. Why not? Well, this is government on steroids. The government's out of control, folks. This is the government insanity. Perplexing, isn't it? And we vote for it. We give it to them. We give them the power to these imbeciles. And then we wonder why everything is turning to poop. Well, let me guess. $255 million just this year for illegal aliens spent in California. Genius. Simply genius. Did you spend that $255 million on the education system? Maybe you could actually pay teachers a decent salary. Oh, no, I don't want that. Well, you know what? My kids can't afford to buy a home. No one's giving them a $150,000 loan for nothing. So what do we do? But yet the government takes your money and giving it to illegal aliens instead of its citizens. First, they took away your parks. They took away your community centers. They took away your schools. And now they're taking away your school busing. They're busing illegal aliens ahead of United States citizens to school. They said to 100 parents, sorry, got to get your own transportation to school because we have to take the illegal aliens. They don't have cars. Tough. That's what they're doing. You know, I'm hearing voices in my head. No, no, not those voices. The other voices. I think they're coming from the studio. I'm hearing studio voices there. But anyway, this government needs to go to the voting box. We need to get rid of this government. Okay? It's time to take them out. They have to go. We can't sustain this. What is going on here? You know, you got a vice president nominated. No, I'm sorry, he wasn't nominated. He was appointed, the anointed appointed. It's amazing. They turned around the governor of Minnesota. They put him in. But, you know, I did a little digging on him. You know, he touted the fact that Donald Trump thought he was doing a great job. That was for 3 days after the city had already burned down. And then Walz decided to send in the National Guard. But that's when Trump said, no, I like what you're doing. But it was too late. Hundreds of businesses were gone. Billions of dollars of infrastructure destroyed. Businesses destroyed permanently. People's lives changed. But that's okay, because it's Tim Walz, the communist. It's Tampon Tim. Remember him? Don't worry. No matter what happens in your city, it may burn down. You may have $0 in your pocket, but you're going to have a full load of tampons in the boys' bathroom. This is what's important to him. You know, this government doesn't know how to properly spend money. They just throw it out the window. This is the result. Here, let me give you another example of great government planning under Biden and Harris. Yeah, like she's never been in office. I know that's what she's portraying, and that's what the media is saying, that she had nothing to do with the Biden-Harris administration. Well, except that's not reality. But if you say it long enough, maybe people will believe it. And out of the 500,000 stations promised for these charging stations here, they had, ready for this, 500,000, which were supposed to be built. It was supposed to be a giant infrastructure problem. Just amazing. We'd solve the problem with 69 charging stations built under the Kamala Biden-Harris administration. It's amazing. And let me just give you the cost analysis of what it is per charging station. You ready for this? You're sitting down because you're going to laugh your butts off, and then you're going to cry because you realize it's your money. $63 million per charging station under the Biden administration. I'm pretty much sure that Trump would have built them for half that cost, if not a lot less, and he would have put up 500,000 of them. So when they say this, it is absurd. It is absolutely absurd. You know, and then we have the fact that you have still, in this country, you have people who are flowing across the border. And I don't understand why we continue to do that. And it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why? Why are we doing this? And it's just incredible. And it's just, what are we doing? We're taking these people, sending them in here, and here they are, and what are they doing? Well, you know what? The gang's all here. Wasn't that a famous song? But under Biden and Harris, it's not a favorite song. It's incredibly ridiculous. And let me just give you an example, okay? Let me give you a real short example. All right. There's a place called Aurora, Colorado. Okay, it's right next door to Denver, Colorado. And why is that important? Well, because Denver, Colorado is a, quote-unquote, a sanctuary city. It is violating every federal rule and every federal law that we have, just like the federal government. I gotta tell you, I got a kick out of her, I don't want to call it an interview because it wasn't an interview. I would say it was more like an infomercial. And it had more cuts in it than a bacon factory. But despite that, she kept saying that there are laws and the laws must be enforced. Well, forget the fact that they've blown everything out and they've destroyed every single law that immigration law stands for. It's absurd. And I can't understand it, quite frankly. You know, and it's unfortunate that this is happening. And to take it from me, folks, when you don't follow the law, you don't intend to follow the law going forward. And if she was to ever become president, she would never, ever follow the law. And I don't know why we think that for a second there, we would vote for her again. You know, listen, it was a mistake to put her in the White House the first time. I don't know why we would even think of putting her in the second time. You know, so here we go. Yeah, those are the voices I'm hearing in my head. I don't know where they're coming from. They're not my voices. But, you know, this is what you get when you do live radio. Not taped. We should do a taped scenario. I don't know why, but this is what's going on. So what I find amazing when I watch this video, based on her puff piece last night, be nice. We'll keep it as a GP. General population. What I find amazing is it was aired on CNN. And I doubt most of you saw it. And here's the other. Actually, it wasn't aired on CNN. I take that back. I was going to talk about that a little bit. It was aired on Fox News. And what was aired? It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. It was a Venezuelan gangster. A bunch of gangsters taking over a residential condo or condominium complex in Aurora, Colorado. Now, why do I find that amazing? Because here are these gangsters walking through the condo, walking up the steps with long guns and pistols. One guy's smoking a cigarette. One guy's on the phone. They look so relaxed. They look like they're in their own living room. These gangsters were so relaxed operating as if they were just walking through like they were going to go fix something in the building. Like they were the owners. They weren't nervous at all. One guy smoking again. The other guy on the phone. They were calm, just walking around in their nice little suits. You know, so I don't get it. But here's the question. Here's the tragedy. This is the Biden-Harris tragedy. This is the real result of what goes on. This is the problem. This is why this is a tragedy. You want death, destruction. You want to be overrun by gang members with guns in your hallways, and you want to be exploited? Then by all means, don't let me stop you from voting for Harris, because that's what you're going to get. And this is the other thing that just burns my butt. The mayor of Aurora, Colorado, Mike Kaufman, claims he has no idea how these Venezuelans got into his city. Let me explain something to you, Mr. Mayor. You're right next door to Denver, Colorado, the sanctuary city, the pinnacle of Colorado, right? So you bring all these gangs in. And then what do you think they're going to do here? You think they're going to work at McDonald's? You think they're going to work at your local, your retailer? They may rob your local retailer, but they're certainly not going to work there. Why? Because it doesn't pay as well as crime. That's why. So we have, that's how they get there, because the federal government, your federal government, is flying these people all over the country in the middle of the night, undercover, without releasing any information on these people. And when they say they have a vigorous vetting process, let me tell you what the reality is here. There is no vetting process. Because you know what? Venezuela doesn't share criminal records with the United States. So put that in there. Well, okay, so why don't you come out and say, we are letting unvetted people, probably criminals, in from Venezuela into the United States to commit crime in the United States. Well, that doesn't sound like much of a candidacy poster, perhaps. A running mate might say, well, maybe we shouldn't put that out there. But this is worse than you can understand. You will find nothing but death and destruction. And this is what's going on. You want to be exploited by them? Go do it. Go do it. This country is so out of control. They are using your tax dollars to bury your own kids, to bury your wives, to bury your brothers and sisters. That's what they're doing. This country's away. It's lost its mind. And not the country as a whole, but the people who are running this country. They have lost their minds. We're going down the toilet. That's that flushing noise you hear. And we are now seeing the ramifications of nearly 3.5 years of an incompetent president and an incompetent vice president. Who wants to be president? You may hate Donald Trump, but I can tell you damn straight that he would not, this would not go on under his administration. He would send in the National Guard at the governor's request and take care of it. But you know what? You have a governor who just said yesterday or today, he said, it's all in their imagination. There is no problem. So the video that I saw of this gang roaming the hall and literally taking a hammer to a doorknob and breaking it off the door was my imagination. Fantastic imagination, I'd say. I got a great imagination, but I can't even imagine that. But this is absolutely amazing. And the interview yesterday was an amazing concept in stupidity. Dana Bash, I don't know how you call yourself a journalist. Why don't you just go work for the DNC now? Because that's exactly what you did yesterday. Exactly what you did. And if anyone else wants to tell me differently, I saw it. So what'd she do? So she stepped up in front of the American people, and she absolutely lied. Absolutely lied about every position that she has gone 180 on. And amazingly, 39 days before. Isn't that incredible? So for 30 years, you've had all these core beliefs. Open borders, don't make anything illegal. The border shouldn't be a border. It should be a conduit. And all of these radical, no fracking, no oil drilling, EV mandates. Everybody's driving an EV car by 2040. I was going to say 4040. That's probably more like it. But all of these batteries and all these things made in China. Oh, Jesus. They're going to take us out without even doing anything. Could you imagine an EV tank and China cuts off the lithium and we could take our EV tank and we can push it out onto the battlefield? That's a great idea. You know, folks, this interview last night, well, it wasn't an interview. It was a, I'm going to say a theatrical production, or more like I said before, it an infomercial. This is the problem I have in America right now with the media. The media was set up, and I talked about it many, many moons ago on my show. We are beholden to what's called the watchdog. What's the watchdog? The watchdog was originally set up as the media, the press. The press was supposed to be the people's watchdog. They were supposed to make sure that our government was doing the right thing and keeping tabs on them and holding their, quote-unquote, feet to the fire so that we, the American people, didn't have to do it every day. Well, guess what? They've failed. They've failed miserably, folks. Last night, Dana Bash, she wasn't a watchdog. She was a lapdog. She dissed, oh, God, she dissed the American people. She basically took her credentials, burnt them before she went into that room. She was a lapdog. So why does she do this? Why? They say they need to follow the laws, right? So Kamala needed to follow the law at the border. I'm sorry. Did the laws change? Were you allowed now to ferry people around the country? No. That's called trafficking. Yeah, take a look at the federal statutes. And I get into them. I gave them to you a couple weeks ago. This is ridiculous. So they brought in illegal invaders into this country. Now they want to give them everything. So they're paying for them, right? So they're giving them everything. She talked about the border bill that she wanted to pass. But here's the problem I have with that. There was no border bill that made sense. It was a zero-cents bill. What do I mean by that? This was nothing more than a processing bill. This was stupid. This was absolutely bizarre. They had no business ever trying to get this through because it did nothing. It did nothing but tell us that they weren't serious about the border, that they wanted an open border. And here's why. Because now they're pushing for amnesty. Now they're pushing for asylum. Because now they have 10 million new voters who are certainly going to vote Democratic. They're not voting the, you know, it's funny. The Hispanic people who came here legally and went through the process and all the other people, most of them, vote Republican. They're conservative. They're religious. They have beliefs. And they have a deep love for this country. And the people who just step in here, they just commit crimes. They kill our mothers, our fathers, our children. And that's fine. We're fine with that as the Biden administration. Well, why didn't Dana Bash ask about that? But she asked about her open border policy. How about, let's talk about that bill that you passed. How about the, oh, I don't know, the inflation, make it really big, Inflation Reduction Act, you know, which completely had the opposite effect. We didn't ask any of those questions. But on the other hand, what should we talk about? Well, what flavor ice cream did Joe like? And do you think that Joe Biden was the sharpest tack? What was your personal, what did you feel like when he called you? Well, I felt like I was amazed he was up at that hour, would have been my answer. But this is the kind of, I was going to say something bad. This is the kind of stuff that they put out over the air. And they say, well, hey, you know, this is what she's done. What has she done? Did they talk about her record in the White House yesterday? No. What did they talk about? Joe Biden's phone call. How did it make you feel? Isn't this exciting? Joy, joy. Happy, happy. But you see, we're not happy as Americans. Why? Because we're suffering under the Biden-Harris administration. The economy's teetering on falling apart. The economy, our gas prices are double. The inflation rate, yes. Oh, absolutely. The inflation rate from 9%, 9.1% that Biden raised it to because he was an imbecile in his policies. Her and Biden, by the way, because remember, she was the last person in the room and she was the tie-breaking vote on that raise your inflation by 9.1% bill. So now it's down to 3.4%. Well, let's go back and look at history. What was it when you came into office, Vice President Harris? Well, it was 1.4% to refresh your limited recollection. Because I know you want to forget the entire Biden administration and what, if anything, you did under them. Because you didn't do anything under them. The interview, like I said, it was a production. It was an infomercial. That infomercial last night was a complete lie to the American people. And here's the other thing I found very interesting. And I don't know if anybody saw this. This was a taped interview. We know that. But the banner at the right side of the CNN screen all night long said live CNN. And it gave you the time. That's the implication that this was a live interview. It was not a live interview. I want to see the parts that were cut out. I want to see what happened during the disaster interview. That would have been the interview. This was nothing more than an infomercial. And the cutouts in between, oh, let's go, let's show her in the restaurant. Why? Because she can't talk that long without tripping over her own tongue. It's simply crap. They lied to the American people last night, and they misrepresented the fact that that was a live infomercial. Sorry, folks, it was not. Dana Bash yesterday was such a patsy. It was almost ridiculous. You know, everybody had high hopes because at the Biden and Trump sort of, I want to call it a debate. It was more like a lambasting that she was, I would say, middle of the road, kind of. Okay. But, you know, I can tell you after watching Kamala as a trial attorney for over 36 years, she's lying through her teeth. And her garbage statements that she had, that she's going to now appoint a Republican to her cabinet was just garbage. I mean, how much crap can you pile on before the American people recognize the stink? That's what I'm worried about. I don't know if we're going to recognize the stink because they are covering it up faster than she's spewing it. And 39 days, we went, no, it's 40 days. I take that back. Add that extra day on. 40 days and that's the interview? That's what she gives? The production? Are you kidding me? I mean, I could not believe that that lame infomercial is what they called the interview. And what was Tim the Tampon doing there? You know, what the heck was he doing there? I don't get it. I don't get what he was doing. You know, when you're lying through your teeth, I could tell you're looking down. Now, what was she looking down at? That was the other question. Was she looking down at something that said, hey, you know, here are your notes? Oh, wait, there were no notes on the table that we saw. So what did they do? Did they do a projection? Was the teleprompter in the back? Maybe. We don't know, do we? But I have never heard her say that many words without sounding more stupid than she was last night. So she's either getting a lot of training. But let me get back to the Republican. So who is she going to put on her cabinet? Well, let me guess. Oh, here's two candidates. You ready for this? Oh, I don't know. Liz Cheney, perhaps? Woohoo! Oh, yeah, there's a Republican for you. Uh-huh. And how about, wait, there's the other treasonous traitor. We have, oh, the crying Adam Kinzinger. That's right. Welcome to the show. Please, putting a Republican on her cabinet. You know, they are insignificant in this world. And this is the problem, the true perspective. The true perspective is absolutely absurd. The fact that they get away with this is absurd. But it's a tragedy, a deep, deep tragedy. If you want America to become California, then go right ahead. Vote for Kamala Harris. You're up. You're doing it. All right? So right after, we're going to take a short break so we can pay the bills. And we're going to talk about Kamala's values haven't changed, but her positions all have. Stand by. You're not going to want to miss it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Hey folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday 1 to 2 only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show only right here on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
We're back. Got to turn that mic on before you get there. You know, I'll tell you, should the mic be on or should it be? I was practicing for the debate between Trump and Kamala. I didn't know whether my mic should be on or off. That's what happened. But anyway, I'm looking at this, and I was looking at this infomercial last night, and she talked about this was the greatest statement I've ever heard. I got to tell you, I give credit to her unwound team that unravels her wordside salads. And this was the greatest yet. So she talked about her values haven't changed, but every one of her positions have changed 180 degrees. What was that? That was a completely devastating statement. I'm sitting there going, what did she just say? So her values have not changed, but her positions have all changed. Well, that either is schizophrenic or some other mental defect. Because how could your core values stay the same, but your positions change? Every one of them, in fact, become MAGA positions. Like Trump said, I think he said something I saw in the paper. He said he's going to get her a MAGA hat. This is hysterical. You got to admit, no matter what, the guy has a better sense of humor than she has. But she has a really weird laugh. I know they love that term, weird. But the fact that she has to rely upon her prosecutorial days instead of telling us how amazing that things that she has accomplished in the last 3.5 years as vice president, it's pretty pathetic, folks. It really is. You want to talk about 30 years and your 10 years ago as a prosecutor? Well, let's talk about your 30 years of radical policies. Let's talk about that. Yes. You supported the fact that 39 days ago, miraculously, you had an epiphany and you've changed everything you ever believed in for the last 30 years. Do you believe that, folks? I certainly don't. I think that's a load of crap. And that is what it is. If you believe that Kamala has changed, then you believe that a leopard can change its spots. And that's an amazing process. Can someone please tell me why she kept looking down at the desk again? That bothered me. She kept looking down at the desk. She already had the questions. That we already know. Her best buds of ABC. Yeah, they gave her the questions, so she was ready to go. But why was she looking down? Was there a projection of something? Did it not have the answer right there? Or was she trying to get a better listening from her earpiece that kept telling her what to say? Now, there was a teleprompter somewhere, maybe? It's a good question, isn't it? I think, because that wasn't a live interview. No. Like I said before, it had more cuts in it than a bacon factory. But last night just was astonishing to me that they put that out on the air as an interview. That to me tells me that we've gone really far astray of reality. To call that an interview. Donald Trump does interviews. J.D. Vance does interviews. Live interviews where people actually ask questions. Not that they just say, okay, we're going to go with whatever he says. And then butter it up. What happened to the follow-up questions? Where were the follow-up questions? Were there any? Oh, no, that's right. They covered, they covered zero policy. That's right, zero policy. Did we ask anything about the CHNV program starting up again? Oh, were they ferrying in Haitians, Venezuelans, and let me see, what else was there? Cubans? No, we didn't talk about that. Why not? Well, because we don't want anyone to know about it. Because they're bringing in more illegal aliens into the country. More than we can handle. They talked about the great replacement theory. It is. So what's going to happen here is we got the wide open border. We have the closed border. For 3.5 years, they kept telling us about a closed border. And now all of a sudden, it's an open border. Well, wait a second. Why did you tell us it was closed? It was kind of like when Kamala kept saying Joe was the sharpest guy in the box. Can't keep up with him. And then all of a sudden, they stab him in the back and he's out. So what happened? I don't know what happened. They threw him out. So here's what we have. You know, there are actually places in the country of London right now where the police don't go anymore because of the cultural problems. The culture of a country is important. And you know, everybody's going to call me xenophobic. No, it's not xenophobic, folks. A country has to have something to be related to itself. They have to keep things together. And if we don't keep things together, we have no country. We have nothing but tribes. We have nothing but territories. And that's where you get all the conflict. And that's what they're looking for. Listen, divide and conquer, right? Is that what they want to do? They want to do divide and conquer. They have no business being in this country if you are not part of our culture and part of our society. And what's the American culture? People are going to jump all over me for that. The American culture is a blending pot. It's culture from everybody. Okay? We don't have an American culture except for the American Indians. We have a culture which is a blended culture. And that's fine. But at least we are under one flag. If you're triggered by the American flag, leave. If you're triggered by the national anthem, leave. Okay? I don't have a problem with that. The American border apparently isn't there, and the American door opens both ways. So just go. I don't have a problem with that. You want to leave? Leave. You know, every Democrat I'm listening to who's a politician feels it's okay to separate people by groups. That's not what Republicans do. You never hear a Republican say, well, I'm an African-American Republican. They never hear them say that. They just go forward. They go forward as Republicans. That's what they do. They go forward as a Republican because it's a member of a giant organization. But Democrats, they have little boxes that they put everybody into. They play identity politics, they call that, right? So here's what we had yesterday. You know, during this little infomercial, she claims now that she's big time, she's in favor of fracking. Well, Pennsylvania, listen up. What did she say in 2019? What has she said the last 3.5 years? She's against fracking. She has made it almost impossible to frack in this country. Why? because she doesn't believe in fracking and she wants to abolish fracking. Why? Because she's the green energy czar, remember? Oh, that's right. She's not a czar. She was never the border czar. And I heard some clips this morning. CNN was claiming they never said she was the border czar. And then Fox News turned around and played 30 different instances of her being called the border czar on CNN. And they themselves called her the border czar. So, listen, people, if you're going to be stupid, just remember this videotape. Say you don't remember. Don't say we never said border czar when there's 30 examples of you calling her the border czar. It doesn't make much sense. So, you know what? You want to get out of this elite idiots-run country? They're running it into the ground. We got to vote differently, folks. Get out of it. It's time. Get out of that scenario. We're all Americans. We're all Americans. Black, white, Asian, green, purple, blue. Who cares? If you're LGBTQ plus whatever, who cares? You're an American. And that's what we need to remember. That's what you forget when you're a member of the Democrat Party. You're a member of the Democrat sub-party. That's what they do. They put you all in the sub-party. And here's the interesting fact, the Republicans, their tent got bigger again. How did it get bigger? Well, RFK just endorsed Trump. I'm sorry. What was that? Yes, RFK just endorsed Trump. Tulsi Gabbard just endorsed Trump. Oh, the Democrats are fleeing the Harris Communist Party. Why? Oh, ask yourself. You may not know about Harris, but you listen carefully. Listen carefully to my show. Listen carefully to On Point with Victor. You will hear what Kamala is about. You will hear what she has in progressive policies for the United States. You will hear how she is going to transform this country into Europe. And welcome to the new era, if she ever gets back to that White House. Listen, if you don't love this country, like I said, leave. You're not an American? Get out. You don't want to be an American? Get out. Abraham Lincoln was correct. The only way this country will ever be destroyed is from the inside out. And they're trying that. They understand that. What I don't understand is several things in this world, but let's get back to it for a little bit. I want to cover a little bit more things. I know we're running out of time here. It's getting short. So the circus show last night was pretty funny. It really was. It was nothing more than an infomercial. It was a fraud perpetrated on the American public. And we just got to keep that in mind, folks. Be aware of it, okay? When they're pulling your leg, or when they, as they usually say, when they're peeing on you and calling it rain, you have to be smarter than they are. They really have to be smarter than they are. You know, and by the way, Kamala, the true measure of a leader is leading. That's what you don't understand. That's where you go wrong. You know, you kept telling us Joe Biden's the smartest guy. If you wanted to be president of the United States and be a leader, why don't you step up and tell us what condition he was in? Why did you lie for us for the last 2.5 years? Why did you lie to us? No one's asking that question. Why? Be honest. I know it's really weird to say be honest to a politician, but you know what? Once in a while, I'd like to see that happen. And I really, really don't understand why they allow that to go on. But here's the problem. Here's another problem. There's a lot of problems right now under Biden-Harris. But I've been watching this very carefully. This is a real major issue here. And I'm going to cover in a second the real extensive existential threat to the world, not just America, that's going underreported, unreported, and no one's talking about it. Well, here's the first thing. The Trump attempted assassination, why it looks so suspicious. Well, we have no idea what the guy's motive was yet. The body was cremated. The roof was washed off within a day. The crime scene was not preserved. And nobody's giving any answers to Congress. Why? Are we not on the same side? Or is this another one of those, maybe it's the CIA getting involved in this, or some other government agency that we're not familiar with? This was too many things went wrong at the same time. You know, we didn't want the drone until we wanted the drone. Unfortunately, it was after the shooting. But hey, who's counting, right? And then they came before and they said, we never denied any additional Secret Service for the rally. Well, that was true, but it wasn't true. They were told ahead of time not to request any more because it would be denied. So technically, was it true? Yes, but it was a lie because it wasn't true. They knew if they asked for additional services, they would not get it. And why was that? Did they want to cover something up? Did they want to avoid having a paper trail? Well, you know what? Listen, our government needs to step up and figure out what happened and why it went wrong. And if this is the general policy of the Secret Service, this puts our president, our vice president, and our officials at risk. Listen, the Secret Service is a top-notch agency. But if you have imbeciles running it, just like this country, we have great fighting military men. Amazing. We could accomplish anything. But if we have imbeciles running them, 13 service members get killed. That's what happened. And don't even, that still bothers the living daylights out of me. That really gets to me. When we did that, we actually took somebody's son and daughter, put them in harm's way, and then let them die. And then we're all okay with that. Everything's fine. No problem. It's just somebody's kid who got killed. No, it's not somebody's kid. It's part of our country. It is the gold. It's the tip of the spear that protects us. And that, my friends, is sad. Really sad. But you know what? Go back to the leader. A measure of a leader is leadership. So the infomercial on CNN was, as far as I'm concerned, it was nothing. It was just basically garbage. You know, when Dana Bash of CNN said this was the first unscripted interview with Harris and Walz, I almost fell off my freaking chair in the house. This was pretty funny. What concerns me most is that most people who don't know, low-information voters, are going to look at this, see the live, the giant banner on the bottom, and say, oh, it's live. Ooh. So for the 17 minutes, Kamala Harris and her wordside salads and the babbling brook, Tim the Tampon, well, you know what? No major gaffes. I guess those are all on the floor of the cutting room at the CNN Tower. But who cares, right? Listen, happy, happy, joy, joy. What a great political season we're having. So let's talk about something that's really important to America, right? Because we covered a lot of stupid things. We had another police officer shot last night in Dallas, Texas. I'm trying to get the information on that, but, you know, they're not releasing a lot of it right now. But the suspect was killed. I mean, it's just after a car chase. I mean, listen, folks, you put the police in this situation. You took them off the streets. You reduced their funding. You reduced the amount of cops out there. And you gave them parameters in which they operate under, which puts them in danger every single day. And now you wonder why these things happen. Well, wonder no more, folks. You're going to have very few people going into policing, you know, and that. If that thin blue line disappears, you're done. You're done. That thin blue line keeps us alive. It keeps us away from the dirtbags on this planet. And if we don't have that, we have a real problem. So you better think about that the next time you go and vote for somebody. Find out what his particular position is on the police. Not like Harris, where she changes with the direction of the wind. But let me get back to something else that I talked about briefly. The CHNV program, okay? Now, what the heck is the CHNV program? This is a program that the Biden and Harris, they started and keep it going because they don't want to lose it. What they're doing is they are letting in, oh, they're actually ferrying in, kind of flying in, I should say, basically Venezuelans, Cubans, and Haitians into the United States kind of pre-approved. Okay, so we're just going to bring you over here and everything's all good. Go take a ride. We'll set you up somewhere. We'll give you free housing, free food. Hey, we might even give you a job. You know, that would be a great thing. So why are we doing this? I don't know. I don't have a clue because it makes no sense. Why? Why would you bring people into your country that you cannot vet? This is a problem. You know, crime is up. Why? In 3 years, Venezuelan crime is now down to its lowest ever in history. I wonder why. Well, let me tell you why. Because they're all here. The gangs are setting up. The Venezuelan gangs are here. They're taking over, folks. And when it gets out of control, you're going to be way too late for you to wake up and know what's going on. You know, just another sad fact of our inflation squeeze. You know, overall, inflation's up 19.4%. Food up 21.7%. Gas up 46%. Oh, wait a second. Here we go. Numbers just coming in. Shelter, 22.1%. Energies up 32.9%. And car insurance, woohoo, up 54.7%. Thank you, Bidenomics. Harrisnomics, that doesn't sound good. Bidenomics sounds better, right? But Harrisnomics, she's the last person in the room going for it. But, folks, let me give you the real story here, and I kept getting to it, but here's the problem. The major problem that we are facing right now, and no one's talking about it, except right here on Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. Iran is going nuclear under Biden. Nuclear weapons-grade uranium has been enriched from 50 pounds to 363 pounds of almost weapons-grade uranium. That's 60% of the weight fraction of uranium-235. It's almost enough to make a 90% enriched uranium-235, which at that point, they will then have weapons-grade uranium for nuclear weapons. Yeah. Let that sink in, folks. This is an absolute and blatant violation of international law. But guess what? They don't care. Iran doesn't give a running rat's butt. Okay? And what is the U.S. missing? Everything here. We're so busy trying to get back into a nuclear arms treaty with them that they're building their bombs ready to go. They're never going to enter into anything unless we cut them off again. And they're not being cut off. They're selling their oil like hotcakes. And we did that. Biden did that. Not we. Biden did that. Under Trump, he was strangulating them. Notice nothing was going on with the Houthis and nothing was going on with the other rebels. No wars going on. No missiles being launched every year. Guess what? Under Biden, the Middle East is on fire. And what are we doing? Nothing. So they are not paying attention to what needs to be paid attention to. If Iran gets a nuclear weapon, the entire balance in the world changes. This is the imminent threat. They are really close to getting a nuclear weapon. And I got to tell you, Iran is the existential threat. Imagine a madman terrorist with a nuclear bomb and one that could reach the United States. Just think about that. Okay? They are 60%. It is in violation of the IAE. Okay? And what are we doing? Nothing. How are we commander of the world? We're leader of the free world? We can't even lead our own country. It's a disaster. The inflation, he keeps talking about inflation being down, Harris. Folks, 9.1% under them, 1.4% under Trump. And now it's at 3.4%. That's not down. This is just a change of reality. This is how they redefine every single word. And her solution to the housing affordability problem is to put tampons in the boys' bathroom and build a million homes. That's a pipe dream. That's never happening. You would never, ever, ever have that happen. And then they said, well, we'll give $25,000 to first home buyers, right? No. First time home buyers, you know what you'll do? You'll increase the house sales price by $25,000 because everyone will have it. Guess what? That's not the answer. But she wouldn't know that because she doesn't have a clue how to run the economy. So get off of it. These bird brains don't understand basic economic principles, yet they're leading our country. This is patently absurd. She has no clue what she's doing. This is a fairy tale, folks. It's not happening. A million building permits? No, it's absurd. It's never going to happen. It's just, that's not the answer. Okay? Smart policy is the answer, not pipe dreams. Not pipe dreams. So when we go from that, we look at it and we say, okay, maybe not. So if you look at her prosecutorial record, she says she was tough on crime. Well, not really. It's not the truth. It's like everything else she's done for 3.5 years. Not really. She hasn't had any accomplishments. And by the way, I checked her website today for the policy positions. No policy positions. Yet there are 30 different places on there you can donate to. What are you donating to? You don't know. Well, her core principles are the same. Her beliefs are the same. Great. What are your beliefs? Put your beliefs up on your website. Oh, and her surrogates say, we're connecting with the people. No, you just don't have a policy because Donald Trump, you haven't taken all of his policies yet, but you're looking to. You're looking to. You didn't want to tax tips. You didn't want to tax tips. Now you want to tax tips. No, now you don't want to tax tips. You want to raise corporate taxes? Corporations don't pay taxes. We do. Check your cell phone bill. Check any one of your utility bills. In fact, my utility bill looks like my phone number lately. Under Trump. No, under Biden and Harris. That's right. Under Trump, I had a reasonable bill. Under Biden and Harris, it's astronomical. So we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to go with the invasion, you know, back in the USSR, that kind of thing. But listen, America, let's not become California. Really, seriously, Kamala, Trump, you know, you can vote for him or not vote for him, but please don't vote for Kamala. You got to go with it. All right, this is Mark the Shark signing off from Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. Thanks for listening and have a great week, everybody.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.